Our afternoon ATC host, Jamila Crimple, is leaving us, this being her last day behind the microphone. She came to us as a practicum student at Salisbury University and came aboard in September of last year. She recently won an award from the Chesapeake Associated Press Broadcasters Association for her series Racial Inequality in Somerset County. The 25-year-old Crimple received a bachelor's degree from Salisbury University in communications. So what draws you to journalism?
It's just what I've always wanted to do. I've always wanted to be a writer. When you spend a lot of time observing people and observing situations, you always kind of feel like you're on the outside or you're an outsider. And I like that sort of perspective, and that feels comfortable to me to not be so much a participant but be an observer. And I feel like that's the perfect thing for a journalist, because you're always looking out and you're always reading and you're always watching. And you're taking those things into account to try to relate a story. And I just have a lot of respect for the field and for journalists, especially people who do it, you know, the right way.
Now, you recently, of course, won the award from Associated Press for your series on racial inequality in Somerset County. Tell me about that.
But I think the thing that emerged from it that was the most impactful when Sean and I were working together were the personal stories from locals. When I was talking to a young lady, a UMES student, actually two, who said, you know, I go to town, I go to a diner or something, and you see blacks sitting together, one side, whites, and you know, one side or whatever. And people weren't alarmed by it. It was just kind of like, I guess the thing that we had grounded the story on was that, you know, Semper Eadem, always the same, as Somerset County's motto. And it was sort of like people had just accepted that, but there is some division, but they don't know really how to resolve it.
So what kinds of things interest you?
Stories that are about culture, maybe sub-communities or smaller communities that don't really, you don't hear from often. I'm really interested in people who, it's always exciting for me when you go up, you approach someone to do an interview and they look so shocked and, you know, nervous, and I've never been on the radio before, you know, they don't really know much about radio, and just giving them that opportunity to speak to possibly thousands of people and to give someone a platform, especially when they might not have that opportunity very often, that's really exciting to me. So maybe finding those voices in those communities that you don't hear from the most often.
You are leaving. You are going to Baltimore. Tell us, so what is in your future?
I'm going to be serving as a producer for one of YPR's morning shows. You know, doing the average production stuff, but helping to develop a new series that they're working on.
What will you miss the most about here, or...
I will certainly miss the staff, and just this is a small staff, and I feel like we have developed sort of like a little small community. I won't over-sentimentalize it and say a family or anything like that, but this is a small little community, and our interactions with each other and our interactions with the volunteers, I'll miss that because I think it's very special.
Jamila Crimple, our ATC afternoon host, who is leaving us. She will be missed. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.